A femoral neck fracture is a condition characterized by a break in the neck of the femur or thigh bone. It is a common condition in the elderly, who have a higher risk of falling and fracture because they are more likely to have poor balance. One of the characteristic complaints associated with this injury is intense pain at the site of the fracture. In the case of an elderly person, arthralgia, or joint pain, tends to restrict the patient's mobility, which can cause the patient to end up being bedridden. In the worst case, bedridden elderly people might develop dementia as a result of being confined to bed all day. Early post-operative ambulation is the key to the prevention of these undesirable consequences. In order to prevent elderly people from being bedridden and developing dementia, early post-operative rehabilitation, including training in sitting and standing positions, is important. However, bone fusion requires time, especially in the case of a femoral neck fracture in an elderly person. Therefore, operative treatments like femoral head replacement, FHR, are a likely choice. Figure 1. Dislocation of the hip prosthesis is of great concern during post-operative recovery. This condition is most likely to occur when a patient rolls over after an operation for FHR. Therefore, the patient is sometimes advised to place a pillow between his legs if his understanding of the risk of the movement is inadequate or he has pronounced muscular weakness. Figure 2. Straight leg raising exercises are common in post-operative rehabilitation. Figure 3. Exercises such as plantar flexion and dorsiflexion aimed at improving the blood circulation of the injured lower limb and the perception of sensation in the plantar surface are also common. Training of the hip abductor muscles is also needed to increase the stability of the injured lower limb. Patients who suffer femoral neck fractures and undergo surgery often have difficulty in carrying out the activities of daily living. They need to make up for the deterioration in the function of their lower limbs by using other parts of the body. As the elderly tend to lack enough muscle strength, they should be trained systematically in post-operative rehabilitation programs. For example, patients need to strengthen the abdominal muscles needed for the act of sitting up. They also need enough joint range of motion of both lower limbs and muscle strength for transfer motion. To use parallel bars and crutches, patients need enough muscle strength in their upper limbs. Post-operative training and walking usually starts with partial weight-bearing and gradually advances to full weight-bearing. Due to improved surgical techniques, however, it is not uncommon today to start walking exercises with full weight-bearing the next day after surgery.